Radio Catskill.
Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, I am so pleased to have two live artists as guests in the studio today. We'll be listening to the music and exploring the artistry of Jana Pell and of Eric van der Zee. So here we are. Here we are. And it's incredible to have the community of local musicians that we have. And in my journeys through some of the different concerts and gatherings and open mics and all of the scene going on here for the past 2 or 3 years, I've gotten to hear some amazing musicians. But I was blown away the first time that I heard Jana Pell. Because you don't see women as drummers, and you don't see women drummers that sound like some kind of Motown expert. Jana Pell blew me away the first time I heard her. But then when I heard the music that she just released in the past 2 or 3 days, she's released a new album called Echolocation, and it is 13 tracks. It is over an hour of music, and it is a self-produced, completely self-produced album where she plays all the instruments, writes all the music, sings all the songs. And we're going to hear a track from this album before we talk to Jana. But I want you to be aware that's not a drum machine that you're hearing on this track. She's a drummer, and that's her playing. So before we meet our guests, I want you to experience the music on Echolocation, because it's very complex, but it's very entertaining. This song is called Know Too Much.
Thank you.
Jana Pell, No Too Much from Echolocation. I'm Kathy Geary, and on today's program, Jana Pell is here in the studio today with us. Say hi, Jana.
Hi.
See, she's really here. And also, Eric Vandrazy is with us.
Hello.
You see? There they are. Okay, so I got them to say one or two words. Let's see if we can get a little further down this road. So, isn't that an amazing song? That song is entertaining, and every time I hear it, I hear more. I hear more going on in that song. So, you've just released Echolocation, and because we have, you know, we're here on the radio, you can't see what the album art looks like, but it's a beautiful photograph of a woman underwater, and it reinforces the idea of echolocation. So, Jana, what is echolocation, and why did you name your album that?
So, echolocation is, you know, what people know as, like, the thing dolphins do, the thing bats do, animals mm-hmm. that can't see, mm-hmm. You know, emit sound waves to try to see if there's anyone or anything else out there. And that's kind of what I am attempting to do with this album, to nice. Whatever else is out there. You know, I've experienced some loss in my life, so I was specifically thinking of people who have passed on, and hoping that I can reach them in whatever world that they're in, and hoping that, kind of like hoping that somehow I would get a sign back that they have received that message, much like dolphins and bats also get that feedback.
Wow, that is so deep.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, I've asked a lot of people, you know, why do you play music? And, you know, I want to change the world. You want to change like the universe, like the afterlife. Like, it's such an interesting metaphor for music.
Thank you.
Because it's very powerful. Sound is very powerful.
Well, I don't necessarily think I want to change the world or the universe, but I would love if I change the way people view the universe, because I think the universe is a lot bigger than we give it credit for.
Well, you put so much energy and artistry into every song. We just heard the song No Too Much. What does that mean? No Too Much. What does that mean?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I always kind of don't want to give away too much, because I don't want to, you know, trample on other people's interpretation of what the song is, at least not in first listen. So for people who haven't heard the album yet, I don't want to just be like, and this is what inspired this. But, okay. But, you know, in a general sense, I guess it kind of just means that once you, for me, it meant once I lost, you know, my dad, I started kind of being aware, and kind of like accessing parts of, I don't know if it's my brain or, you know, the universe or whatever you want to call it. But I felt like I was more like susceptible to, you know, whether you want to call them messages or signs or quote unquote coincidences. And things just started making sense. And there's another track on the album called Sense, which we won't play today. You know, you guys are going to have to go listen to the album for that one. But I guess in a general sense, like, a lot of the songs on this album are me just kind of making sense of things.
One of the notes you had when you were describing in writing and talking about the release is that it's about life, the cycle of life, from all the way from birth through death, and just the whole concepts. It sounds like pop music in a way. There's so many genres going on, and yet it's not the kind of it's not just about romance and relationships. It's very philosophical, but also very danceable. It's an amazing style that you have. And I'm curious, are the tracks in some kind of chronological order? Do they represent some type of journey in the life cycle? Or could they be played in any order? What's that like?
So...
See, we didn't rehearse these questions, people. I got answers.
Don't worry. She got answers. I'm locked and loaded. No, not quite. But so, I mean, I guess that's, it's not like a super straightforward answer for that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I did record a lot of this album, in my house, in my like childhood home in Miami, because we had to go there for COVID. You know,
wow.
We moved from New York, just up and left and went to Miami. And my mom was actually trying to sell our house at the time. So Eric and I both got to live in the house for like five
wow.
months by ourselves. And it was really cool because, you know, I love my house. I loved my childhood home.
Oh,
and
that's
it was
amazing.
My childhood piano.
Wow.
And but to answer your question about like, is there a chronological order? Like, I didn't intend for there to be necessarily, but because I went home, it was kind of like a rebirth for me in a way, because I was like being a kid again.
That's amazing.
But I got to like play piano and drums and be loud in my house like later than I would have if my parents were home.
It's
you
like
know?
Time travel or something. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
What an experience.
And so the first track on the album is called In Reverse, because that's kind of what it felt like. It felt like, you know,
yeah,
I was
yeah,
going
backwards.
And, you know, and that also has my, you know, childhood piano on it and everything. And the first line in the album is, all I ever wanted was a place to call home. And I got to like record that in my home, which is kind of crazy. I'm kind of just thinking about all this like now as I'm saying it. But it definitely started naturally having a chronological order. Once I, you know, moved up here and got the drums going, got my home studio up and the Catskills running. And, you know, there were pieces from my home and now from me in adulthood. And I did labor over the order of the tracks. I changed it a bunch. I you know, but I think the order that it's in now really makes sense. And I encourage people to listen to it, you know, as an album. I think there are definitely a few singles on there, but I hope that this is one of those albums that people want to play from start to finish.
So if someone wanted to play this album, Jana Pell, Echolocation, how would they find it?
It's everywhere music is streamed. Yeah, as far as I know, I think it's everywhere that most people stream it. Amazon,
excellent.
You know, Apple Music, Spotify. I just put it on Bandcamp if you want to actually download the tracks. And yeah, you can buy it on Amazon mm-hmm. too and stuff like that.
Just search for Jana Pell, Janna. Pelle, Jana Pell. So I want to play another track from this album, this song called Ever. Now, you know, I got to hear this song a little bit more than some of the others, and I didn't know the concept. But to me, this sounds like a relationship song. And so, yeah, good, because I was wondering, I wonder if I'm right about that now. But the only other thing I want to say is that I just heard an amazing interview with Joni Mitchell that Elton John did. And, you know, when she was 21 and she wrote one of her first songs, Both Sides Now, I've looked at life from both sides now. She was 21 and she got a lot of criticism. How can you be 21 years old and pretend to be so mature? How can you write a song like that? And it's really astounding because the idea of trying to understand the death of your father and try to put that into music. A lot of people feel that, you know, how can you address those issues until you're older? And a lot of people don't address those issues in music when they're as young as Jana is. And I'm not sure exactly your age, but I just think it's an amazing album. And this is her fourth recording. So let's hear another song. This is from Echolocation. This is by Jana Pell. The song is called Ever. That song is called Ever, and that is from Echolocation, recently released by Jana Pell. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, and on today's program, live in the studio, I have two guests today, Jana Pell and Eric Van Der Zee. So Echolocation, I'm just loving this music. It was just released, and Jana Pell self-produced this album and is the drummer and the singer and the composer and plays all those parts. So Jana, tell us about, so there you are in Florida, you're at your childhood home, and mom is gone, and you and Eric, you know, it's like the cat's away. What was that like? How did you, you know, were you up in your bedroom with your laptop? How did you record all of this? Okay. How did you record this? Amazing.
So honestly, and you could probably hear it, even though you can't see me, I'm like smiling from ear to ear because it was so cool to be at my house with no parents and like just kind of like reliving like what my childhood dream was, like always to be, you know, at home alone making music. And, you know, I love how you asked, you know, was I like on my laptop in my room? Like, no, I didn't have to be. I could be in the living room. And it was awesome. And, you know, I got to kind of just like spread out and record wherever.
That's
on my dining
fantasy.
Room
oh my
table.
God.
I had like all my synths and like all a bunch of like my laptop, and I was recording piano in the other room and like having mic cables, you know, running. I didn't know what I was doing, by the way. Like,
but Eric was helping you run the cables, and yeah. And
we were just all over the whole house. We just took over every.
That is so amazing.
Yeah. Base had some cable.
We had
some
yoga mats on the wooden floor.
Well, now, when you started recording, how much of this was already composed and how much did you write as you were going?
So I did actually record some stuff in Brooklyn, like in the before times, you know, before we knew what was coming.
So you're saying 2020 is when you did this? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And
the
it's kind of. The before times, exactly. Yes. And it's kind of crazy because, like, you know, I have COVID to thank because it was, I had already started becoming, you know, wanting to play drums and wanting to self-produce, even though I had always worked with other people and I'd always had amazing relationships with them. But I had just started to kind of, like, want to do it myself.
Now, you have done three albums prior to this.
Yes.
But you didn't self-produce those.
Well, you know, it's,
I mean,
it's
I'm
a
not,
thing.
I'm asking, I don't know.
Well, yeah, and I actually, this is a thing with like women in music is that we don't give ourselves production credits when we actually do deserve them. So I should have had a co-production credit on all of my previous albums because no decisions were made without me being in the room. Oh, yeah. I was choosing sounds, even if somebody was being the engineer, and you know, using the DAW or being at the computer or whatever, I was still the one like making the decisions and saying like either, okay, this is what I'm going for and giving ideas for a sound or cycling through different synth-based sounds or whatever.
Yeah, you should have claimed production credit for producer for that. Absolutely.
But I definitely did have help. So this was the first time I really did it all myself. But yeah, I had already kind of started like moving in that direction, and then once COVID hit, I like had no choice but to do it all myself. So it like definitely sped up the process of like, okay, you got to learn to do this because you physically are not around any of the people you used to work with. So so I did learn a lot in the short
time. So self-producing is hard. I thought I could self-produce, and it's hard because you just have recorded a vocal. Now you have to listen to yourself, and it's like looking in the mirror and go, well, is my nose too big? I can't really, how do I look? It's really hard to self-assess.
Yep.
So, you know, it's harder than it sounds like. It'd be so easy. You just get everything the way you want it, but you are accountable for all the decisions. And I just think it's astounding, the complexity of this recording and the way you've blended so many genres. I'm hearing soul, I'm hearing R&B, I'm hearing rock, it's really a very unique and personal style.
Thank you.
I'm just curious, I'm just curious how old you are. Is that is that a fair question? I mean,
how old do you think I am?
I'm not really sure. I can't judge anymore. I really can't. You know,
I'm not gonna not answer now that you asked me it on live radio. I'm 32.
Okay, so. I figured 27.
Great, that's how old Eric is.
Yeah. Oh, seriously. Okay, so I'm in the ballpark. Yeah.
But I do want to say something about what you were saying before about, like, you know, it's hard to do it when it's yourself. It's your own voice and whatever. And by the way, if you're listening, Catskills, I'd love to work with other people now because I have been actually helping Eric on his album, mixing and playing drums on it and mixing my drums and kind of getting the sound that I know that he's going for. And his stuff is like much different than mine, equally as amazing, but, pop punky a little bit more. And I think that my next thing that I really want to delve into is working with other people because I did the self-critical thing, mm-hmm. and I feel like I need a mm-hmm. break from it, and I feel very mm-hmm. good about the album. Don't get me wrong, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not being hard on myself, but it really feels so much easier to work with other people now that I've done this.
This also seems like such personal content. It's not the kind of content where, hey, let's have a band and let's write a song together. No, this is your personal content, which makes it so personal and just some more universal. It seems like the more personal things that you don't think anyone will understand and you actually can reveal them in that vulnerability, that's when all the world listens and they go, oh my God, I understand. So there's something magical about this self-produced album that Jana Pell has released.
Jana Banana Peel. Jana Banana Peel. Nickname all throughout my life.
So echolocation. So the let the music reach you wherever you are, whatever dimension you happen to be in, and let's listen to the title track of Echolocation. This is Jana Pell. Thank you.
seem like everything's an accident. Everything we ever wanted, everything we meant, it's all been decided so long before. We never
That was the title track from Jana Pell's Echolocation. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, we've been having a wonderful conversation with the composer, the drummer, the songwriter, the singer, the multi-instrumentalist, the producer, and the local musician, Jana Pell. So, Jana, what an amazing accomplishment this new recording is. It was just released a couple of days ago.
Yep, and November 16th.
Yeah, so tell people again a little bit more about, you know, I highly encourage my listeners to investigate Jana Pell. Tell us how they can find you.
You can find me by typing my name in pretty much anywhere, just spelling it correctly, so Kathy did it, but I'll do it again. Jana Pelle. That's my real name. I got lucky that's my actual name, and I'm the only one. So I actually don't even have business cards. I just have stickers because you can literally find anything of mine. You know, just type in Jana Pell Instagram, Jana Pell Facebook, Jana Pell Spotify, whatever. Mm-hmm. So
nice.
Just get my name right, and you'll be good. Whatever medium you choose.
Well, echolocation. So, it's interesting also when musicians collaborate together. And today we've been talking to Jana Pell, and now we're going to hear a little bit more from Eric Vanderzee. Now, these two people are good friends, and it's interesting how collaboration happens. It's a wonderful thing to have musicians as friends that can inspire you.
Can I just say, I don't know if you're trying to be, you know, PG about it, but we're engaged. We are partners on and off the stage.
My goodness. Well, there's a whole new stream of questions that are related to that.
Oh, I know. I know you shouldn't do that technically, but, you know,
congratulations.
We're all in.
No, I thank you for sharing that with us. That's very exciting. That is the best that life has to offer. That's wonderful. Congratulations.
Oh my God, I want that like on our wedding bands, the best that life has to offer.
Oh my God.
Kathy Geary quoted.
Well, you know, we're going to write a pop song and that'll be it. The best that life has to offer, yeah. Actually, Eric is actually going to be performing live for us in the studio today, and Jana will be accompanying him on a little bit of percussion. When I first heard Eric van der Zee play live, he pulled out a classical guitar, except it was electrified. And I realized the minute that he started to play that this man has chops and has training. And sure enough, Eric has his master's degree from the Mannes School of Music in Manhattan and has studied classical guitar and not only has chops, but is extremely expressive and lyrical as a classical guitarist. So we played a classical guitar piece and then he played another song and I'm going, is that the same guy? What? And so, Eric, I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about yourself and about your musical journey. And where are you at this point?
I started as a classical musician. I started playing trumpet when I was like 10 years old. And then I moved into classical guitar in high school. I really only started playing guitar because the guitar program went to Disney World. And so,
where were you in high school? Where
it was
were
in
you
living? Franklin High School in Franklin, Somerset, New Jersey.
Okay.
I was just very lucky to have a guitar program, a great teacher, Roger Spinella, who got me started.
And he taught you how to read music?
He did. He taught me to read guitar music. I already knew how to read music from all my trumpet playing and band. I was in band, a marching band, and all that for all my life.
Okay, now trumpet players. Trumpet is a totally different skill from keyboard or strings or guitar, so you don't get people that are usually hybrid like that.
And
that's very unusual.
At this point, I haven't played trumpet much in the past 10 years. I can still play, but I can only play for like 10 minutes because those chops kind of go away. Your
lips.
Your plastic trombone.
I have a plastic trombone that I use to produce sometimes.
Oh,
I make whale sounds with it. I didn't really ever listen to classical music so much. I grew up on like pop punk and rock, and I would listen to like Green Day and Fall Out Boy and The Strokes, and those were all my like listening influences, but I never played anything rock oriented until about 2 years ago.
Whoa.
And that's when I really got into kind of singer-songwriting territory.
Well, now, when you were studying classical guitar, you never played, you never figured out Beatles songs, you never figured out, I mean, no.
I played Blackbird. Everybody plays Blackbird.
Okay, yeah, I can play Blackbird. Hey. So, when did you graduate? From Mannes.
From Mannes 2019, about 3 months before the pandemic.
Wow.
So I finished school and then.
And then you started to write pop songs immediately.
And then we left to Miami and I couldn't really do any of my class.
Right. Yeah. That was the before times. Then you guys were working on this.
Yep. And then I just started writing. I just had a lot more time. I had just finished school.
Plus, you had a drummer in the house.
Not yet. Jana hadn't even started playing drums yet.
That was a lie. I had my
She
V
had
drums.
E drums. Okay. V drums.
So I had an electric drum kit that I had started practicing with in Brooklyn, but we still got noise complaints. Like, we still got noise complaints from our neighbors.
Oh, 2 p.m. still.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
So, but we brought it down to Miami, and I was playing with that. But as soon as I moved up here, the first thing was to get real drums. That was, like, my first priority. Like, within a month of living here, like, I got real drums.
She's a monster, people. She's a monster.
But we
oh, my
together.
God. That's mind-blowing.
It wasn't as Eric's saying is he wasn't as inspired by the electric drum kit. And I don't
the real drum.
Him.
Yeah. We started jamming the second she got the real ones because we could be out loud. But, yeah, it wasn't until 2020 that I started writing any songs with lyrics. I had always been into electronic music from my college days. I used Ableton.
Stephen Reich?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I studied a lot of his, listened to a lot of his music.
I could tell by looking at you somehow.
But yeah, I was always doing it kind of experimentally and always just kind of not jokingly, but they mm-hmm. were for fun. They were exclusively, I mean, it's still fun. It's still for fun, always.
You mentioned punk rock and punk when you were listening to it as a teenager, so that's kind of an interesting direction. So what are you going to play for us today?
So I've got three songs. Mm-hmm. They're all originals. Two are with lyrics. They've been written in the past year.
With lyrics means you're going to actually sing them, too.
I'm going to sing them. I'm going to mm-hmm. play them. Jen is mm-hmm. going to play cajon here.
Mm-hmm. Now, cajon is an interesting percussion device that she's going to sit on. And you kind of sit on top of it, and then you hit the front of it, and that's where the resonance occurs. So we're totally live here in the studio on Radio Catskill today in our broadcast studios. And it's just really thrilling to have live music here. So if you want to get ready for the percussion, she's going to go over here and take a second to get set up here. And Eric's got his headphones on. Keep those on or not, whatever suits you.
I don't need to hear.
All right. Okay, I'm in control. I'm in control. So what's the name of the song?
So this first song is called Take the Leap. I've been going between...
Here we go. This is called Take the Leap. This is Eric Van Der Zee live in the studio.
I've been sitting here chilling for way too long. Gotta do what I can for the moment's gone. Cause I know if I don't, it'll just feel wrong. I've been sitting here chilling for way too long. Gotta get where I'm gone for the moment's gone. But I know that I won't and it just feels wrong. Now the moment's gone, 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 now the moment's here for the taking. So what's it gonna be? All these plans I've been making are right in front of me. All I gotta do is jump. All I gotta do is take the leap. Yeah, all I gotta do is jump. All I gotta do is pay for keeps. Yeah, all I gotta do is jump. All I gotta do is take the leap. Yeah, all I gotta do is jump. All I gotta do is pay for keeps. They always say that you should live in the moment, whatever the that means. But am I ever really out of the moment? Am I ever really out of the moment? How could I be? 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 All I gotta do is jump. All I gotta do is take the leap. Yeah, all I gotta do is jump. All I gotta do is pay for keeps. Yeah, all I gotta do is jump. All I gotta do is take the leap. Yeah, all I gotta do is jump. There's a world I'm waiting there to see. All I gotta do is jump. All I gotta do is take the leap. Yeah, all I gotta do is jump. All I gotta do is pray for keeps. Yeah, all I gotta do is jump. All I gotta do is take the leap. All I gotta do is jump. There ain't nothing in this world.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's Eric Van Der Zee. And All I Gotta Do Is Jump, or what's the title of that song?
Take the Leap.
Take the Leap. I love it when you go up into falsetto. There's just something that is such, it's just infectious. No, seriously, I'm blown away by your ability to catch my ear. Yeah, yeah, to catch my ear. That is just so, you know, I could just listen to that. It's such a good songwriter. It's really interesting because I hear a band. I feel like I'm hearing the demo recording and the band's going to be here any minute. It's just really fun. It's just really fun. Thank you so much for sharing your music with us. So have you got plans to record some of these songs in the near future?
So this song is very much in the process of recording. I have already written the bass for this and I've recorded it. And the bass, I'm really sad that I don't have a bass player right now because it's my favorite bass line I've ever written. And it's...
You play it on the bass.
I play it on the bass. Yeah, play bass. I do, in my producing and recording, I do everything except the drums. Jana is my drummer extraordinaire.
Well, you know.
Unfortunately, I don't play bass.
No, well, and there's no redundancy here. What a perfect couple. What a perfect merger of talents in, you know, in so many ways. So you've written the bass part. I don't know if our listeners can identify it just by hearing it, but Eric is playing a nylon string guitar that it looks like it's a classical guitar with like classical guitars. They have shorter fretboards. You know how where the body of the guitar meets the fretboard, it's at the 12th fret. And electric guitars, it can be the 14th fret or a lot longer, but he's playing on a classically set up nylon string guitar. Do you ever play more like a Strat or a Fender? You
know? I've got a 7-string Schecter that I...
excuse me?
that I like to do our kind of metal improv that we tend to do. Like, when we make stuff up, it gets really heavy when Jana and I improvise together.
I hope that you keep the recorder going because metal, heavy metal improv.
We have one.
What's that sound like? Oh my God.
Well, I can send you one recording we have. It's called My Legs Are Hurting, because that's what Jana said at the end of the recording.
I got blisters on my fingers. Oh God. That's fabulous. That's so cool.
I do just want to add that since we've moved here and started playing each other's songs and playing together live, and calling ourselves, you know, kind of in jest, you know, generic music.
Yeah. Get I'm it, Jan, Jana, and he's Eric. Generic, I love it.
Even though hopefully we don't sound generic. But what we had originally wanted to do was be generic music, like with this kind of like metal improv. I don't know what you
kind
want
to
call it.
Kind of free improv too. Yeah. I did a lot of that at New School at Manus.
So, you know, there's something that it breaks you loose. It does break you loose.
So maybe once we're done with our solo projects or, you know, my album's been out for a little while, then we'll really focus on generic music and you'll get some, like, prog metal improv. But, you know, we haven't found too many places in the Catskills that are open to that kind of music.
Oh,
so.
Well, all you have to do is walk in with it and they're open to it.
Well, tell them we're doing something else and then just improv for an hour and a half and not stop even when asked.
Oh, my God. Well, now, Eric, you're going to be – you got two more songs for us. Now, you told me that the second song is going to be a classical composition, and so I'm thinking he's going to play Villa-Lobos. Maybe he's going to play some pop. Maybe he'll play a Bach. We don't know. It turns out this is a classical composition that Eric himself has composed. So I'd love for you to share that with us. Tell us the title of the piece and just a little something, and then please play your composition for us.
So this piece is titled Animali Animati. It means animated animals in Italian.
Oh, I thought it was Latin.
Nope.
Animali Animati.
My mom's Italian, okay. So I just was like, I'm going to...
Vanderzee?
That's Dutch.
That's Dutch.
But I actually just found out I'm not Dutch. That's a whole story for another
day. Okay, another day, another time.
But, I wrote this piece after seeing the band Animals as Leaders. They're one of my favorite just kind of metal prog, like we were just saying, bands. And I wrote this the day after. It's inspired by them and kind of Brazilian classical. So here is Animali Animati.
Thank you.
his live performance of his own composition, Animali Animati. So, Eric, before we finish our show today, I would love to hear one more song from you. Jana Pell is here. She's going to be playing percussion. And Eric is going to put his capo on. And we're going to hear another one of his original songs. And I think this is one that I've already, that I know I just love this song. I'm going to try not to sing along, but, you know, see what you think. All right, Eric, what's the name of this song?
It's called The Coming Day.
Oh, see, I knew what it was. Here we go.
And every night I lie awake and think about the coming day. And I remember I've forgotten where I've been. And where I go I'll never know until I reap what I have sown. And I just don't wanna forget another dream. Another day, another dollar. Why should I care? Why should I bother? Another day, another dollar. Why should I care? Why should I bother? And every night I lie awake and think about the coming day. And I remember I've forgotten who I've been. Lot to me, and I remember all my dreams. Another day, another dollar. Why should I care? Why should I bother? Another day, another dollar. Why should I care? Why should I? Say, but it can wait until tomorrow. Yeah, it can wait another day. Another day, another night. I know that you'll be by my side. I hope you know that I will always be there too. And when
The Coming Day, that's Eric Van Der Zee. And we've also been talking to Jana Pell on today's show. And these are some really talented local musicians.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us, Kathy. Really happy to be here.
Oh. That's right. And we're playing the Dale. We're playing the Dale tonight.
In Mountain
if you guys
Dale.
Want to hang out at Mountain Dale. At so, 7 to 10 p.m.
Thank you so much. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then on today's program, Jana Pell and Eric Van Der Zee.
Support comes from the Narrowsburg Union and Catskills Curated, presenting products of regional artists, artisans, makers, and craftsmen. Gift wrapping and shipping available on site. NarrowsburgUnion.com.
Tavern on Main, a neighborhood bar and restaurant on Main Street in Jeffersonville, New York, featuring local American fare, specialty cocktails, craft beers, and Sunday brunch. Menu and hours online at tavernonmainny.com.
And from listeners like you who donate at wjffradio.org.
WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello, your community radio station. On air, online, on your smartphone, and on your smart speaker. River to river, mountain to mountain, we are Radio Catskill.